Hello, my name is Jakiria. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I am calling to talk to someone about eligibility and what classifies you in a certain eligibility. I'm with the Birmingham Zoo, and we are requesting classification under 1B, and I wanted to know if there's someone I can talk to about that or what we can do.
Okay, hold on a moment. Okay, so you would like to schedule an appointment, or you just...
Well, the challenge is we want to talk to someone about the classifying the eligibility for all of our employees, for our staff.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are
pre-listed.
We pre-registering for all ages at the moment.
I'm not sure I understand.
We pre-registering for all ages at the moment to take the vaccine shots.
So there's no classification system anymore?
Hold one moment. Okay, ma'am. For 1A, we have the 75 and over for the vaccine.
I have that piece of paper. I have that plan. I've got that. What I'm asking is we are not specifically listed as 1B, so we want to talk to someone about how we can be listed.
For the vaccine shot, correct?
Yes, because we meet the qualifications, but we'd like to ask that someone determine that zoo staff are considered 1B essential, because we meet the definitions, but we're not officially classified as essential in class 1B. So I'm wondering if there's someone I can send an email to for consideration, or if there's someone else I can talk to who makes that decision about eligibility.
Hold on a moment. Okay. Oh, one more. I'm just waiting on a response.
Pardon me?
I just went on a response back from my agent.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, hold on one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you can give us a call at 855. 566 5333. We'll be happy to pre-register you for an appointment. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Wait, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Okay, I'm not calling to pre-register for an appointment. I'm calling to discuss eligibility.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We don't have no information on that, ma'am.
Right.
But
is
you
there someone
is,
who would? I understand that you don't, but how would I contact someone who might?
You is. You can pre-register for a shot, ma'am. You is eligible. Well, we're pre-registering for all ages.
Right. If you're pre-registering, though, that means that you're pre-registering, and I would need to wait until I get to that classification before I'd be allowed to do it. What I'm saying is
you
I
have
would like to discuss the classification, how I determine eligibility in a classification. I'm not listed. Our population is not listed on any of those things. So we want to talk to someone who makes those decisions so that they can classify our employees as 1B. So it's not that we want to just pre-register. It's that we want to talk to someone about eligibility. Would this number be who I would call?
Ma'am, they will tell you the same thing we is telling you. You will have to pre-register before you can go in any facility, and they will give y'all guys a call for your appointment, and they will let you know the decision on everything.
Is there anyone there I could speak with? Can I speak to your agent?
Hold on a moment.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a link so you can go on the web address. Would you like that, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's www.alabamapublichealth.gov/COVID-19/vaccine.html.
All right. Yeah, that's done. I have that, and I've been there. I just wanted to talk to who makes those decisions about eligibility. So.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We don't. We just pre-register.
All right. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate your patience.
You're welcome.
So
thank
you
for calling.
Day.
You too. Thank you for calling the Department
right,
of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.